So I just went to this store and got me a couple of bananas and some water. Told me over. And this guy sitting at the door laid out. He looked like he was like 35, 40. Red shoes, red flag. The red always has to be above the blue or above the black. Anytime you got red shoes, that's a red flag. You better run. And if you look at all the criminals, they all wear red shoes. That tells you something. And so I'll go in there and get my stuff, come out of the store. And this guy says, "Hey, can you spare some change?" That was a black guy with the red shoes. And then this black guy pops up behind the machine, the ice machine. He was sleeping behind the ice machine. "Hey, can you spare some money?" And he looked like he was 30. White guy who's 30. I said it just like this. I said, "Both of y'all are younger than me, healthier than me. I work two jobs. I'm 60 years old, and you guys are able-bodied. Why ain't you giving me money?" I said, "Why don't you give me some money? If I can work two jobs and you're sitting here begging, what's up with that? What's up with that?" I asked him, I said, "What's up with that, man? Men? I don't care about your excuses anymore. There's no excuse. It's called laziness. It's called living in the Lulu land. It's living in delusion land. I ain't got time for it." That's why I quit going to that store, because they don't call them out. Because here's what happens at those stores a lot of times. They're paying the employees peanuts. And there's only one employee to stock the shelves, help customers, people outside doing all kinds of crazy. They don't have time to police the parking lot because they're so busy. And so it's a corporate thing. It's a corporate thing. The corporations are destroying society. We know it. But people are destroying the society. People could stand up and do what's right. Regardless of what anybody else is doing, do what's right. Yeah, I know it's frustrating. You know. I probably won't be around much longer, 10, 20 years at the most. 25 years, maybe. But maybe a year, 2 years. I take it one day at a time now. But my point is, we've got a bunch of people who don't know the gospel, don't know the Bible, don't know the truth, don't care about truth. All they care about is pleasure. You gotta have fun, 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 fun. When if you really find some work that you enjoy, especially if you can work in peace, nobody bother you, you're getting paid to have fun. I'd rather get paid to have fun doing something I enjoy than spending money on something that I don't even enjoy. Let's go to the beach. Let's go to the mountains. There's water and grass and sand and dirt in every city. All over the world, it's the same. You're going to sit on the beach in the sand for 1 or 2 days and it gets old and you go back home, which is fine. But if you try to stay down there more than 2 or 3 days, it's going to get boring just like everything else. Everything gets boring after a while. And so these people think, "Well, I don't want to take a job. It gets boring." Everything gets boring. Life gets boring. Studying gets boring. YouTube is boring. Driving is boring. Eating gets boring. Taking a shower gets boring. Everything's boring after a while. There's only so many variations of life that you can do. And I've lived in many cities. I've lived in Wilmington, Leland, Castlehaine, Reesville, Charlotte, Florida, Brooksville, Florida, some couple cities outside of Brooksville, Florida, right near Tampa, Cape May, New Jersey. I've actually lived in a short period of time in Tennessee, a city in Tennessee, Philadelphia, doing some training or helping a job. They had some people were on vacation. I went up there to help them. Tennessee, that was boring, just nothing but flat land, you know. Pennsylvania was too many mountains, it was too hilly. I like where I'm at. I've driven in a lot more cities, and they're all the same, people. They're all the same. There's a CVS in every city, a Walgreens, a Walmart, the same kind of gas stations, the same kind of people begging at this door. I'm hoping I convicted them guys, but I don't think they even heard what I said. I said, at my age, I work two jobs, and you guys are younger and healthier, and you don't even work a job? Why? What's up with that? Why ain't y'all giving me money? Something wrong with this picture. Guy pops up out of the ice, behind the ice machine. It's like, what are you doing? He's back there sleeping. Where'd you come from? Ridiculous. Insanity. Life is not easy. If you want it to be easy, you're gonna have to work hard and invest some money in some stocks that are stable or something. Or build you some rentals or something. Build you some side income of some kind. You know, and if other people around you are foolish, you're trying to make a living, go to work, go home, save your money, invest, whatever, and other people around you trying to steal, kill, and destroy, they gotta go. They gotta go. If they don't have the same mindset as you, sacrifice to get ahead, sacrifice to achieve a goal. If they don't have the same mindset of a sacrificial redemptive system as what we're in, I didn't get my college degree by just playing games. I didn't get the knowledge of the code, the creation code, by just sitting around. It took me 7 to 10 years to get it, to bring it, break it down to its root. And then I still meditate on it and still study it. What I'm learning now is all a revelation of Jesus. And the more you start to reveal Jesus, the more you get attacked, because you're changing reality. Because the more that we reveal Jesus, the more the game is exposed. Babylon is exposed. The Babylonian system, you're in it. I understand those guys having no, motivation, because Babylon. But you got to rise above it somehow. You got to pray to God. Lord, I'm surrounded by devils and demons and liars and cheaters and scams and con artists and users and abusers and CEOs that are just scheming to enslave people more and more. I know what I'm talking about. Like I said, I've driven a lot of cities. I've had 120 jobs in my life. I know the same. I know the game. I've seen the in-laws in different situations. I know the game. And I've talked to enough people in my lifetime with 10,000 subscribers at one time. I know the game. There's always, in every family, there's this one person who's always trying to come in and steal medication out of the cabinet and steal money and steal, like there's, like somebody had a collection of coins or something. They'd come in and steal the coin. There's always this one bad apple in the family that has to always be rescued by somebody, and always stealing and always poor mouthing and complaining and all that. I know the game, and it's a fractal. This is why I say a lot of times, if you don't get away from Your bloodline, you're brainwashed by the bloodline. If you don't get away from your culture, you're brainwashed by the culture. By living in different cities, I broke a lot of programs. By experiencing different in-laws, I broke a lot of programs. But I see the same pattern in every in-law situation, in every city situation, in every corporate city situation. It's the same game. It's a fractal. I hope you can hear what I'm trying to drop. I hope you can pick up what I'm dropping off. It's a fractal. And the only way to escape it is to see it. Because once you see it, you can't unsee it. And if you open your mind and you talk to enough people and you look for a pattern, there's always one in the family. It's always poor, pitiful me. There's always one in the family wanting to take the lead and tell everybody what to do. If you watch a family with like five kids, usually the youngest one's the spoiled brat, you know. And the older one is, I hadn't thought about it in a long time, but I really put a lot of thought into it. The youngest one is always the spoiled brat. And the oldest one, five kids, I can't remember now. I put it all together one time, but the older ones, I wanted to say, I always thought they were, could tell everybody else what to do, you know. But I'm not sure if that's the oldest one or the next one, the fourth one. The fourth one down. But there's a pattern. I'm going here and get me a meatloaf. And I'm really back to my old self. All the games I've seen. And I have zero tolerance anymore to the games. Zero tolerance. Hey!